Blog Talk Radio.
Can't hear me.
Khan, all praise. You know, stay encouraged, Ashala. It's only temporary. All right. The curses are almost. This project is called Someday No More. Someday, we ain't gonna be up on these conditions. Most high will deliver. We ain't gonna be on these curses. You just gotta hold on. Sing to him, brother.
Hang on to the world as it spins around. Just don't let the spin get you down.
It'll be no more homework, no more books, no more of your homo ass pastor's nasty looks, no more of your GMOs corrupting my children, no more of your higher living skyscraper buildings, no more of your tyranny ways, no more inventing AA, no more gainsayers whenever we speak for gain's sake, no more smiles that's fake, no more handshakes, no more stand your ground and shoot that nigga in his nigga face. No more of these black face painted by the sons of Satan, the devil that the Bible speaks
no
of.
No misinterpretation.
No more coonery, no more fookery. No more basketball dribbling, no more Bojangles chicken. No more God bless America. My middle finger up to the chump trunk while I stand here in hysterica. No more Hellenistic Gentile living. No more voting in this wicked ass system. No love is what they get to. So one day, the prophecies of the children, Yasha'ala, will be fulfilled, and we will be going home. Everything that's been documented in the entire book that's called the Torah was written about the so-called Negroes and our captivity, the Hispanics and the North American Indians, the 12 tribes of Israel, our repentance and our return. No more these aging niggas claiming they Jake when they work for Satan. No more hydrogenated peanut oil to break your concentration. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that snake shit real wicked. Give you the worst of the food for you to feed the children. Matter of fact, while we on the subject, might as well get at that. Baby mama's gonna be mad, but it's gonna be no food stamps. It's a blessing, though. You gotta understand these things. The Most High gonna provide for us. Two rivers, two
that
trees.
That 501c3, boy, that's the mark of the beast. How you gonna teach the people you ain't got permission to speak?
No more COINTELPRO, bro, up under Islam. Want me to come to your class for Sabbath? Man, get gone. Cause it's universal, this is rehearsal. And ain't no one camp or one school got it all. Don't take it personal. Interpretation, what the scriptures say. 2 Peter 1:20, the literature tell you Buster's name.
But we don't have to come together up under one specific school or banner. Remember, Yasha'ala, your nationality is the camp. The two times that camp was used most prolifically in the Bible is when the Most High was around our whole nationality. And this last time is when he's going to redeem us and take us out of this place of captivity. And he's going to fight for the camp of Israel.
See, after this, we're going to be all winning. All in it. When it comes to the law, we gon' be all
now,
in
every
it.
Every man, woman, and child,
go gather your nothings. After this summit, we are one step closer to sons coming in. It'll be no more division, no more camp banging, no more out the order. Sit your black butt back, go read the Torah. No more harvesting his people's organs. This heart pumped through the blood. The first people of the earth, same color as the mud.
Crack the light switch your teeth, so your people's the bottom feeders, and we see you.
No more white lies, no more white heights, no more
white Easter.
No more whitewashing my black mind with a white Jesus. No more Saturnalia, no more pagan worship. No more babies of this nation being blatantly murdered. No more abortions, no more of these banks and their extortions. No more whorehouses and plain sight disguised as churches. No more of my people hurting, cause it'll be no more curses.
No more curses. More curses.
And this is a reason to celebrate, Yasha'ala. One day these conditions will be over. There will be no more confusion. No harm will come to your people ever again. Because we will be delivered. Salvation is of the Jews. Hamashiach Yahushua. So he said, I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Take it from me.
Those that are feeling good and give us the strength and the spirit to continue. while we're still here in America. All right, we just sang our song earlier, Scattered All Abroad. Who are our families that we're talking to? I guess I'm about to sing it. Okay, let's go ahead and sing it. Come on and greet our family, our Hebrew Israelite family. Get a little ride and wake up. Come on and greet our family. Born families, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Simeon, Zebulun, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Reuben. I'm going to be in song.
Sitting down.
Okay, so going back and knowing that everything is a test, right?
Yeah.
Everything is a battle, right? You're going to be tested. Do I want to sit here and do what the world is doing, or do I want to do what the Most High wants me to do? So in superheroes, when we look at Halloween, that's an opportunity to be whatever you want. But Yahweh Shai, good job tonight. No, that's right, Shamar. No. Halloween, no. So that we're not doing, right? So, uh-oh.
Puppies. I want to fly, you know, my ocean map.
Oh, goodness. All right. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 down, is going to tell us. Kaya's going to read to us. I'm sorry, I should have given you the heads up. Y'all's going to read to us Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. We're changing it up a little bit. We're going direct to the juices. Then we're going to warm up our bodies and set up.
You guys, we have Ephesians. So, it's a blog talk to hear, and that's the communication here, so we have to really try to be quiet. So, when the person is reading or talking, they can hear you. Are you listening? Yeah, I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Now, we're going to.
So the reason why we're going to Ephesians chapter 6,
verse 1,
starting at verse 11, is to show what is a warrior. What does a warrior look like?
I caught that.
What does a warrior look like? Because everything
is chapter
6, verse 11. What does a spiritual, like right now, it is hard to apply. Sarai said Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, right? It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, right? We know it. But a spiritual warrior, when it's time to be disobedient, would say, you know what the Most High said. To be disobedient. If the mind says, you know what? I'm not telling me to do this. I don't want to do it. You know, now I can apply Yahweh Shai said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Now I know I need to obey. Because it's the right thing to do. And he also says that your life might be longer. Because as parents, our job is to protect and show y'all how to live right. So that's when you come back. When you all read, you get to learn the different steps and why it's very important to sit here and apply. Put the sword up. The sword is your what? Who remember what the sword was? Your
Bible.
The Bible. So it's like you're getting ready. You have to fight when those thoughts come in your mind. Or somebody telling you, hey, you know, your mom's not here. Try the sandwich. It's got bacon in it. Man, bacon is good. Yeah, they're not watching, but your house shy is watching. No, because we learned the dietary laws, right? What we can and cannot eat. Right? So now, in understanding that, it was four steps. Four steps of laws that the Most High wanted us to uphold. So when I'll have your aisle read while I pull those up.
All right.
Okay, where are you at your aisle?
All right, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the rules of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Where?
So right now, it's telling us we're supposed to. Yeah. It's telling us we're supposed to put the whole armor of the Most High. But because the things we wrestle, it's going to be those high powers that we can't even see. Our thoughts, our minds come, and I'm supposed to be right. This is why I got an armor was shocked. So every time if I'm in class or if I have a question, I'm asking it in class, I get an opportunity to put on the house shop. Like Uncle Shaw Sean says, I have an opportunity to put away the Most High thing. How he wants it. I don't have to figure it out. I'm not by myself. The house shop is one certain thing. Like we were talking about that fourth trial. There's four sets. It's the moral laws, civil, dietary, ceremonial, and we got the sacrifice of animals, which was done away with, right?
Yeah.
So we no longer have to go get the animal. So the first one was what?
Your loins, girt about
with truth.
Okay.
And have on the breastplate of righteousness. And your feet should, with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the
fiery
darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance.
Okay, so one of the things in us praying, for those that pray, that's one of the things to ask Yahweh Shai, right? So now we're going to gear ourselves up. Today we're going to pull the desk open, and we're going to draw our spiritual warriors. And on the board, you have your helmet, right? No, I'm sorry. On the board, you have your shield, right? You have your loins, your shield of faith, okay? Then you have your loins girded with truth. So what do you believe in? Captain America, he believes that when I put that shield up, you're not going to hurt me. On my shield is when I put on Yahweh Shai, I'm protected. Yahweh Shai is my shield. He's going to protect the
Bible
and
your shield.
And we got, then we talked about the loins. My protection right here is going to be girded with truth. The core thing that I stand for. Because remember, your insides, think about your liver. You can imagine not having those. You won't be able to function. So how do I function? How do I make my day and become a real spiritual warrior? I have to have truth. I have to be about what's right and about the truth. Not my feelings, not my opinion, not what my friends have to say, not what YouTube have to say, not what the game, not what my coach is, what the Most High have to say, right? So I'm girding myself up with the loins of truth, right? Then you have your breastplate up here. Protecting all this of righteousness. Can I stand up for what's right no matter what? Can I do what's right no matter what? There's going to be times. It's going to be mom's not there, dad's not there, Shariah might not be there for Rockamiah not might be. Can I still stand up for the truth? Right? Then we have the shield of faith. We talked about that shield. This is what I believe in. Then we also have the helmet of salvation. Where's my thoughts? What am I thinking about? That's why it's very important in one of the verses to say to pray. Yahweh Shai, please help me to have my mind on what's right. Please help me so I can continue believing you. Right? It says in the sword, which is the scriptures, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Most High. Right? So I got my sword. So y'all have an option. You can do a sword. You can draw the Bible as your sword. And your shoes, your feet, wherever I go, right here, I'm always prepared. Hey, Rockamiah, why do you have your hair covered? My mom. She's making me cover my hair. You know what? No. As a young lady, Yahweh Shai said, I should cover my head. It makes me remember I'm a daughter of the Most High. Wow. You really? Why you? Y'all got to wear a pant like to go to class? What? Garment? How come you never eat a pepperoni pizza? Dude, that's lame. Damn, this weed, man. It's this. And you, the girlfriend. Man, look at that girl, man. I'm going to score a touchdown for my girlfriend. And you ain't got no girlfriend. No, because I know, first of all, they're my sisters. Second of all, I'm not trying to be double-minded. I'm here, focusing here.
Oh, my gosh.
see what a superhero looks like. Why? And then you look at the list of superheroes. We had David. Think about David. Who could tell me anything? Who knows anything about David? Does anyone know anything about David? Remember, David was the one that David and Goliath, good job. He did the screenshot, good job. He got that giant down, right? He also, did y'all know David was the one that killed the lion?
What?
Like the sheep with his bare hand? He's small.
Oh, he's a giant.
Yes, and he grabbed the sheep out of the job.
He lifted all the animals.
And you know what? David also killed 10,000 men.
What?
10,000 of 10,000 men. Then we had Samson. Who can tell me anything about Samson? Yep. His hair was his what? His strength. He was strong, right? Stronger than Hulk. About anybody know about Elisha or Elijah? Elisha. Let me tell you something about Elisha, right? Elisha called out fire. They're getting ready to get an army. And he literally called out fire from heaven. He took the army down. Not one time, not twice, but three times.
Do what?
Call fire from heaven.
Yeah, that's got to be so powerful.
Amazing.
What an amazing superpower.
Could you imagine fire destroying heaven that'd be behind me?
So hold up. What Marvel or DC character threw fire?
What Marvel DC character threw fire? Just to call fire.
Well, he turns into fire. I don't know if you ever threw fire.
Just control the fire.
Somebody used to throw fireballs, but that would be like times how many angels we got.
You know that movie?
Hilarious is that while Daniel was waiting to be eaten by lions, he was hungry. So the Most High actually had this other guy who had just fixed him a nice, imagine you fixed a big old pot of soup.
Yep.
And then he had done, fixed him some soup. And then an angel came, told him, take it somewhere. And then he was looking confused, like, wait, what? So he pulled him out by his hair and teleported him. Take your soup. And then teleported him back.
Joshua literally told the son through the blessing of Yahshua, let us say, son, stand still. Give us a couple of more hours so we can go ahead and destroy the enemy. To make time stand still. The son stands. All those was able to happen because these are examples of people that literally kept the armor of the Most High. They was about the truth. They was about doing what's right. They didn't stare at other people, how other people looked at them. They were being asked, can you eat this pork? Or pretend to eat the sandwich. Pretend to eat pork. Because we want other Israelites to eat that. No, I'm not doing it. So through them putting on the helmet of salvation, they girded themselves with truth. I'm about the truth. I'm willing to die for the truth. Because could you imagine? This they're telling you we're going to throw you in fire? That says I'm willing to die. If you don't worship this big old statue, I'm going to throw you in the dens of a hungry lion. I don't care. I'm going to stand up for what's right. So that's the confidence we're going to start building. Y'all going to have an opportunity to take, go ahead and draw your superhero. Draw your, with the helmet. Draw yourself.
I got all the ones that have seen.
Are they not good at drawing me out? People, look. Just draw the part. Oh, yeah. And we're going to label them.
I was the one that was sitting out.
Yes, you can do the sword. The job is to do the sword or Bible.
Oh, look, you got
the helmet. The thought process. Some people do the little, what's that thing called, Lucy?
What's that?
Where the bubble, what you're thinking.
Oh, the caption bubble.
The caption bubble. If you're not good with the helmet, it can be a caption bubble. And your thought is a circle. I don't make friends with that. And if you have a thought bubble on the top, if you can't draw, I know how to draw a helmet. If you can't do it, just draw a picture with a thought bubble, and it could be words of the Most High. My thought, scripture, righteous thought.
So, Auntie, the instructions again. I'm sorry. One more time.
So, we're going to open up the tent, the back. We got sharpened pencils, color pencils.
Thank
you. So, we can go ahead and draw our characters. And as you can see, I know I also did some pictures.
I know I have some paper to write on the computer.
This was Esther. No, this is Esther. I'm sorry. Oh, this is the furnace. This is the furnace. And this is the water. This is all examples of.
Look that one at the top left, right below armor, but to the left. I see a tornado, and then I see the furnace, and then who is that with a slingshot behind him?
David.
Nice.
David and Goliath.
So you did a good job. I see the parting of the Red Sea.
Yes, and then the fire. The parting of the Red Sea. Come. And those are people. What kind of power is it? You can part the whole ocean.
You did a good job with that.
You can literally part the ocean. So we're going to use.
Oh, I know what there was.
We're going to use this time and go ahead and. I'm pretty good at
this. All right. All right, go. All right, Lockie, switch with you. Y'all going to go to the desk. I'm going to sit over here. That's off subject right now. What are y'all focused on?
I will keep repeating what we got. So let me get the pencil. Bonnie, can you get the other chair?
Idar.
He's just leaving all the time.
Would y'all like to then move the demonstration to the chair?
Idar. If y'all need this side, I can move too.
So we're drawing our character. You can, like Shariah just said, she pulled up the tablet. Y'all can do this at home. You can pull up your tablet. There's ways that you could see easy way to draw. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Whatever works. Good job, Don. I like your sword. You can tell that if you want.
They do a say no to drugs thing, and I withdraw like a whole bunch of beer, cigarettes, and stuff.
I'm going to keep repeating it. Y'all can do it in any order, but it is the loin girded with truth. Breastplate of right. Okay, this is your sword. Breastplate of righteousness.
Oh,
even when he's 10,000s or 10,000s of men. It could be when when he killed the lion.
Joseph.
Joseph is one. Joseph is a
very.
You gotta get that.
I know. I started on my scripts again.
You gotta get that
going. Yeah, you know you're the power.
We have Samson. We have David.
Do you have Moses in there? Because I think Moses is a hero too.
Elisha and Elijah.
Because Moses was a general in the army. You don't see the details
there. His superpowers, being meek.
Oh, wow, what a superpower.
What a superpower. And if you don't know these words, ask. There's class. They literally classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday at home. You ask your parents. I don't understand why most of them are Moses, Elijah, Elisha.
You say you don't understand why Moses what?
Why Moses would be able to handle all
that? That was his superpower. You couldn't make him mad. I mean, he got mad one time.
But he hit the rock.
He didn't follow the instructions one time out of frustration. But the rest of the time, even when his words got blunt as he got older, he still was just telling them the truth. And was like, yeah.
Okay. We got Daniel in the lion's den. That's another story. We have Joshua. We have Moses. We have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And that's quite a few. If everyone y'all have different stories, Maccabees. We have Maccabees coming up, right? Judah.
We didn't do the play.
From Euphrates to the Red Sea, Benjamin, Jamaica, and West Indies, Leroy, hey!
Good job. Y'all are learning. They're learning now where
the location.
So we learned that.
I give Hades to the people.
Yeah, Judah covers. From the Mediterranean to the Red Sea. From the Mediterranean
to Iraq.
From the Euphrates to the Red Sea.
Oh, the happy forget it!
Why are you yelling?
Okay, finish it. I forgot.
I saw a picture of your armor. Are you finished drawing?
I can't really draw right now.
You can sit in my chair.
Are you doing step by step? Oh, I'd be getting lost by step by step. He'd be saying, doing a circle, I'm doing an oval.
You guys like me?
He says, no, it's triangle, and I'm like, what's happening?
I drew this part. Oh, okay.
While you draw.
Okay.
I was hoping my Kiara was here. She's very good at drawing. She would have been able to assist, but
hold on. I'm cracking up.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Uh-huh.
V-A-T-I-O-N.
T-I-O-N.
salvation.
Salvation.
Well, that's for our
breastplate, which is the chest.
Yeah. Our breastplate, righteousness. Righteousness, right?
Well, I did it. I'm going to do it this way. Do the arrow and do it right here.
There you go. Righteousness. Right.
I'm sorry.
R-I-G-H-T. Right. E-O.
What's that?
I'm sorry. E-O-U-S. E-O-U-S. And N-E-S-S.
Oh, I said.
Yeah, I'll teach you.
No, don't do that.
Abound, don't break the tablet. You're gonna break that. Abound, don't bend it like that. Abound your hour. Abound your hour. Stop.
How did you just start?
That's very good.
Grandpa.
We have to go. All righty. Thank y'all for listening on Vlog Talk.